So the final P is reparenting. I've been contemplating the really long reach of science. And I think we need to reparent science. The United States itself has its own beginnings in its birth as a nation, where its founding fathers began this really grand experiment based on these aspirational principles, the French Enlightenment, freedom, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. But these principles also were rested out of and rested upon structures that were anything but liberating. It just really depended on who you were in the system. The workforce that allowed for taming the land and becoming world traders in sugarcane, cotton, tobacco, it relied on slavery, on domination. This same model of domination overtook and informed how we took the land of those who were already living in North America, who already occupied America when the English came, when the European settlers came. So we're perhaps at the beginning, I hope, at the beginning of rebirthing what America stands for. I think science needs this as well. My view of how the current version of science came into being emerged through some of the same dynamics that informed America's foundation. We come from a Western culture that retains roots of patriarchy. We come from an age of reason where nature was wrested from its roots, where we conquered nature, where science dominated nature. And last, I would say the current explosion of American ingenuity, exceptionalism, status as a leading world power, the leading world power, came about after the success of American engineers in creating weapons of great destruction that were built during World War II. And out of that came a science policy put forth by Vannevar Bush that sought to leverage this advantage by exponentially growing that seedbed for engineers, for physicists, for mathematicians and scientists in our institutions of higher learning. And so we created a whole new array of physics and engineering departments and PhDs that were generated. And when those jobs collapsed, we then tapped into the war on cancer, and we did biomedical life sciences, and we created huge exponential growth of PhDs in those arenas, but kind of all stemming from this need to leverage the leg up that was gotten in our ingenuity that came about in World War II. So I think each of these parents of science leaves a trace of that worldview that maybe is interlocked with the accelerating hyper-competition in science. Maybe that lingering misogyny has not been undone by the listening session at NIH or the STEM Me Too movement. The cruelty embedded in how animal research has been done as a bedrock of trying to understand how things work in humans. And not too long ago, use of animals without anesthetics or even acknowledging that they could experience pain or emotions come from this very reductionist, separate from the system view of science. And this domination through technology without considering the deeper roots of why. Why for? What are we building this technology for? Where will this bomb be used? Is it against humans? Where will these technologies be used? Who's on the receiving end of them? We just kind of throw it over the wall. The kind of parenting that allows one to think that way, to be so separate from the impact of what one does, so separate from the underlying eddies and currents of why you'd be doing this. What's the ultimate goal? What is the moving force? Who all's involved? Are the stakeholders at the table? Have you listened Are you getting feedback? Are you checking in? Are you checking in with yourself? A reparenting could lead to feeling nurtured. And what if we had science that nurtured society and members of society that felt nurtured by science? I think we need to reparent.